Hello?
Okay.
Is
this magnetic?
No, I don't think so.
Could have something to do. Hello? Okay. I'm just gonna have to keep it on.
Is it being magnetic, like, crash the phone?
It could. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'll have to edit this out. Or I won't. Just keep it original. So, hi, everyone. I'm here with Jackson.
Again?
Yeah, again. Third episode. I think we're gonna do the same thing last time, but this time, halfway through, we're gonna start playing the Switch. Nintendo Switch. We'll have to see what game. We don't really know. But it should be fun. We're gonna play cards right now.
What game should we play?
Do you wanna play garbage?
Do you know any other card games?
I really don't.
Me neither.
Wait, Uno. I don't know how to play Uno. That's about it. Do you know any card games?
No.
Huh.
Guess we're playing garbage.
Guess so. Okay, so how's life been?
It's good.
Good. Good. How's school?
Good.
Did you have yesterday off?
Yeah, I've had this whole week off.
Oh, cool. Today's Thanksgiving, by the way. To anyone who's wondering, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for none of you, just so you know. Okay, let's get into like some questions while we play. Okay, you go. So, what's something that you remember as a kid that was super fancy? That you remember being super fancy that really wasn't, but now being older you realize it was just totally not. This is wild, right?
Yeah.
The Wii.
Yeah. Or, you know what I thought was super fancy? My grandma used to have a PlayStation, like, what was it, Vivo? Like, the original PlayStation? The small one?
The, like, handheld?
Mm-mm. Like, the very first one, it was, like, this big, the console was.
Oh, yeah.
And it just popped up. Yeah. That, I used to think that was super fancy. My grandma had one of those, and I was, like, super jealous.
That's fun.
And then...
Intern? It's just intern, right?
Yeah. Okay. And then fast food.
Yeah.
I used to not do that a lot. And so it was like, when I did, I was like, this is legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's almost like every little kid.
Yeah. Hamburgers. Yeah, everything is super fancy. I hope y'all can hear me well. Let's hope so. Yeah. Yeah. I've been just booling around. Man. Yesterday I was getting a haircut, and the guy who was giving my haircut had a belt, like a leather belt, that had holsters, like gun holsters, that were filled with like scissors and stuff. I'm like, dude, and then his hair was super high, it was like Elvis hair. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
My Boy Scouts leader, he keeps a gun in his sock.
What?
Like he had a gun in his sock.
Well, he had the holster. And then when we were checking in, my brother goes, oh, it's, and he says his name and goes, anything else? And he goes, oh, it's the other name. He goes, oh, it's Peyton. She wrote it down as Payson. So on the board, because we go to Great Clips, on the board it said Payson. And I'm like, okay, oh, well. Oh, it's your turn. Oh, what? No, dude.
No, you already went before, though.
Yeah, but you get to flip, right? There's no way! There's no way! All three of those cards matched up. Dude, that's sick. So I'm at 9 cards. Well, so I get there, and the guy was like, so what's your favorite kind of pie, Payson? I'm like, I don't have one. He's like, oh, cool. And he was like, so what's the deal with your hair, Payson? I'm like, that's not my name. I didn't say that. I was just laughing. I was like, dude, okay. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious that he had been calling me that the entire time.
Apparently. Oh, this isn't charging.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
The Switch isn't charging, apparently.
It just died.
Oh, well.
I think my charging cable is, like, broken.
Hmm.
It, like, doesn't want to charge.
Huh.
That's weird.
Do you think it might be the plug? Should we plug it in over here?
Well, I think it's this bottom part. I think it's broken.
Huh.
I don't know. I'll keep it like that for a while. I don't know. Is it the plug in? I don't know. That is really annoying.
Shoot. We're still going.
I'm gonna have to buy a new, like, switch.
Remember the lady on the flight that we went on?
Which lady?
The lady, the old lady.
Yeah, who got the canned water.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell the whole story. So basically, me and Jackson, if you have seen the older episodes, Oakley, on the older, we flew to her, town, which is in another state. It's like an hour and a half flight. So we flew there, and then on the way back, we had a layover. And when we got on the flight and the layover, we were in the air. And you know how they ask for, like, if you want concessions or anything, like soda? They asked us what we wanted, and the lady next to me ordered a can of water. I think it was called Deja Blue. It was, like, just a soda can, but filled with water. It wasn't carbonated, wasn't flavored or anything. It was just pure, like, water, like river water. And it was really random. So I was like, fun trick on airplanes. If you want a drink, just ask for the can. And they give you the can. So they're just giving you a little bit. So I asked for the can. She goes, did you learn that from me? I go, no, I didn't. So she, yes. And then she got the can. And she looked at the ingredients. And was like, I wonder what's in this canned water. It was really random. Yeah, Jackson's not here right now, so. I have to talk to myself. Oh, I'm bleeding. My forehead is. Oh, he's coming. Oh, no, he stopped. I hope y'all enjoyed your Thanksgiving, because this will probably come the day of or the day after. Maybe either. But, yeah. It's not going to be a super interesting podcast. Just going to be chilling. Man, this is not going to be interesting. It's been flashing the entire time.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try a different outlet.
Okay.
This is annoying.
Well, we heard a little bit. Little update. On an earlier episode, I can't remember. It could have been the second episode that I did. It was the one with Jack, my friend. It was the one about, like, is YouTube broken, I think is what it was called. Anyway, in there I talked about getting a one wheel, and happy to report I did get that. I saved up all summer and got one. I got a really good deal on it. It was, like, amazing. And it's been really fun. And I've been able to do rides with Jack and keep on chilling. It's been really fun. But I thought I would give y'all an update. We good? Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I've just been talking for how many minutes? Like, 6. Sorry. Okay. It's okay. Small little rant, okay? I do not like Thanksgiving.
Why?
I think it's an awful holiday.
I like the food.
I don't like the food. I think turkey is the worst meat. Argue. Rebuttal me.
That sucks.
It's just not good. It's like, the potatoes are good, the gravy is good, but like, everything else about it. I'm gonna go in the corner and eat a roll. Like, I just don't like it. It's not.
But mashed potatoes in a roll.
I've never done that. I'll have to try that. Mm, that sounds good. But yeah, I've just never liked it. I've never liked meat. I like pepperoni and stuff, but just... Whoa, calm down. I don't know. It's just, I've never really liked it. It's me. He starts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's just not my, a puffy, you know?
I like Christmas.
Christmas is my favorite holiday. If y'all don't celebrate Christmas, get on that. I can't. I probably shouldn't say that. If y'all are, like, Jewish or something, sorry about that. Because Christmas is awesome. But y'all have Hanukkah, so... Yeah, I'm thinking... I get those confused. Am I thinking of the right thing? I think I am. Mm-hmm. I hope. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
But do you like... You like Thanksgiving, then?
Sometimes.
Your birthday is pretty close to Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was on Sunday.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that. I'm sorry about that. I should have called her or something.
It's fine.
I'm done.
No one else did.
Really?
Yeah, oh, that's except sad. For Kira.
That's sad.
I didn't really care that much.
It makes me sad. I should have called. I didn't even realize that. Man. Wait, so you're 13 now. Man. Pretty soon I'll be 14.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you can drive.
No?
Because mm-hmm.
I'll be 14.
Almost.
Oh, I'm done. Do you need a 5?
Yeah.
There you go. I got you a 5.
I do.
Yeah, that'll be cool, being able to be 14. You can get jobs when you're 14. Did you know that? Oh, sad.
No.
Chick-fil-A hires at 14.
I'm gonna do that.
I know. That's what I'm going for. As soon as I turn 14, I'm going for Chick-fil-A.
I want to work here.
Or you can work as, like, a janitor at my school. It's like, yeah. You can drive a couple hours every day and just head on out.
My mom let me drive around my school parking lot. It was so fun.
Why?
Because it was fun.
She just let you, like, take the wheel?
Yeah. She's like, okay, I'm going to let you drive.
No, that's so...
We parked there, and I'm like, can I drive? And she's like, sure. And then she just got in the car.
What? And what if you would have gotten, like, pulled over?
We were in a school parking lot, and there's no one there.
It's not Mario Kart. Whoa, stop. You're flinging the cards. Yeah, my parents would never let me do that.
It was so fun.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. So what's new with you?
Not much. Just been doing school and getting it done.
Driving, make a living.
I got braces off, and then I got a retainer.
Try to enjoy all foods that I can't eat when
yes,
I
yes, enjoy it. Well, like, right before, I just kept on doing this. I was like, because you appreciate it. And then, after a while, you just forget what it's like. So, remember it. Because after a while, what the freak?
You're just sitting on your bed sobbing. You're like, I don't even know what it's like
yeah, anymore. It's sad. And then, before, I have permanent retainers on top and bottom. So it's like, right before I got my braces off, I was like, I have to enjoy this. Like, because there's going to be something there for the rest of my life. So. Because they, like, cement it in. They, like, drill holes and then, like, cement it. It's not fun for the first couple days. And then you get used to it pretty quickly. My cousin on the other side had her braces on for 3 years.
Yeah, that's how long I have to have
them. And they wouldn't take them off. And she was like, my teeth are perfectly straight. But she finally got them off. After, like, how many years? It's been crazy. Dang it, Jackson. No way. There's no way I'd do this. Dang!
But now you don't flip them. Wait, can you do that?
This is wild, right?
Uh-huh.
Pretty sure you can. No! I was one off, man. That sucks.
Do you like your watch?
Yeah, I love it. I've had it for...
Here?
Yeah, about. I really like it. It's just really handy. I've had my AirPods for almost a year exactly on my birthday. It's gonna be almost a year. I mean, it'll be a year on my birthday. Yeah, I really like them. Then my watch is really nice as well. And then, well, I bought a drone. Cause I bought it right before we were gonna go to Oakley's house. And then, cause I was planning on flying it on like the beach and stuff. And I bought like it was a nice one, $100.
You know what I want to buy?
What?
Oh, a metal detector.
My friend wants one so bad. Like, why do you want that? But yeah, I got it, and then it said I have my. This is when I didn't have my new phone. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is when I didn't have my new phone, so I. 5, 6, 7, 8. So I had my. It was an iPhone 4S. So the most it had was iOS 9, and I didn't like that. So the app for the drone said iOS 9 and above. So I was like, okay, I'll be fine. But as soon as I got it, I realized it wouldn't let me download the app. So I was like, shoot. So I had to use other people's phones to fly it. And then it just stopped working after like a couple of days. I don't know what happened. So I called. They said, come back. We'll give you a refund or we can exchange it. I was like, okay. What's the point of having it if my phone won't even work? Is it you? So I exchanged it for money, and then got it, got a new phone, and then I actually ordered my new phone the day after we came back from Oakley's, and so I got it because I had won that. I won the $50 for naming the pony. Yeah, that was awesome. Boy. One turn. Wow. So, yeah. And then I bought my phone, and then I had it for a couple months, and I was like, I need a watch. So I saved up, got a watch, because I got it used, and then I bought my watch, and then we sold my phone, because we switched carriers, so I got a new phone, and I got a better phone after, like, oh, that's painful. Because after a couple months, I got a new one. And then a couple months after that, I got AirPods. And then like a year after that, I got my one new. Which is the best purchase of my life. I love it so much. Were you going to get a hoverboard?
Yeah. Still thinking about it. I asked for one for Christmas.
Walmart has a deal right now where you can get
the hover razor ones.
It's just like a regular one, but
the Razor ones are kind of trashy.
Yeah, they're cool though. They're like good design, but
they're not. I want an off-road one.
Yeah.
Because if I don't get one, then I can't like take it outside.
Yeah. I'm done. Yeah, my friend has a Razor one, but Walmart has a deal right now where it's a hoverboard. It's just a regular one, plus the go-kart attachment.
Oh.
For like $150 for a Black Friday deal. I'm like, that's a good deal. So I was like, if I know somebody who needs a hoverboard. Yeah. So that would be a good deal for you if you wanted both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six, seven, eight. Whose name do you have for Christmas?
Camden?
Oh, cool. Oh, no, I got mine, so I need to... Yeah, Camden's cool. They're coming today, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I think everyone is.
Besides Oakley. Sad dad. May she rest in peace. She's not dead. She's just not where we live. I got 5, 6, 7, 8. But I can't use an 8. And neither can you. Trying to think of another question that I can ask. Would you ever think of changing your haircut?
I kind of did. I left it really long on the top. A lot longer than I usually do.
Yeah.
And it looks better when I comb it. I just haven't combed it in a while.
Oh. Did you just... What is that? 3? I need that.
I had 3 wilds.
Ooh! Every match. So I need 6.
Can I ask when everyone's gonna get here? I think it should be soon. I think Grandma said everyone was gonna get here around 4.
Yeah, because we eat at 4, then it's 3:30.
Oh, we eat at 4?
That's what my parents told me.
Are we doing the quarter game?
We're doing Bunko. Do you know what that is? I know.
We played that one time and I remember I didn't like it very much.
I didn't either, but it's been a while, so I might have changed. Because that was when I was... That was 3 years ago. Because that was 2 years before the cruise. Cabin? Yeah, that was when we did it. That was 2 years before the cruise. The cruise was so fun. Yeah, I might go to Portugal this spring. You might have heard me talking to Grandma about that. That'll be fun.
Hey, there you are. Which one is this?
Is this the new one?
Yeah. Dude, my picture on mine is different.
Oh, a little baby. Oh, a little baby. Oh, a little baby.
Mine looks so dumb on my calendar. It's like so bad. I'm like, it's me at dinner and I'm like this.
Look at this.
Yeah, it was on the dress-up night, too. We had to, like, Richard's clothes.
Why did they not make it Rinses? This might be a little rude, but I think Cooper is a little...
Bonkers?
A little bratty, but...
He's not as bad. When he was little, he was, like, crazy.
He used to be insane.
My neighbor used to be like that. He was crazy.
Didn't your neighbor, like, flood your yard or something?
He's done that multiple times.
Really? Didn't you guys live in, like, a log, like, a cabin or something?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that very vividly, but... Well.
So sad. Did you read it?
Yeah. A funeral. Are you gonna pass these out? Well, I can.
7. She probably should be going to...
5, 6, 7.
Peach Migrant.
Do you need 8?
No, I need 7.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You like Star Wars?
Yeah. Are you gonna go see the new one?
I want to. I watched 4, 5, most of the 6. I didn't watch the very end, and then I watched 1. I'm watching 2 right now.
So you.
So I didn't realize this, but apparently Rogue One is like what takes place.
Yeah, it is.
It's like their mission to get the plans for the Death Star.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
There's a whole subgenre of people trying to figure out what order they go in.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 3.5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. I like Star Wars, but I think they ruined it with... I think they should have stopped... I think Rogue One was an awful movie.
I've heard it's really good.
I hate it.
Have you watched Mandalorian yet?
Do you have Disney Plus?
Yes.
You do?
Watch Mandalorian?
I have not.
It's so good.
I have it.
We should watch that tonight.
I don't... Oh, no. Baby Yoda. Oh, I need to...
It's like ridiculous, though. He's like 50.
Boy. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've heard it's amazing.
It's so good. It starts off kind of slow.
Disney Plus is awesome, though.
I know, I like it. I haven't used it very much.
No. We switched from Netflix to Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN Plus.
We switched from Netflix to ESPN Plus and Disney Plus.
That's what we got. And I like Netflix.
It's just, I liked it, but all the good shows, they, like, discontinued, in my opinion.
Or they got, like, they have a ton of documentaries on there. Or, like, things that are older. Things that are older. But Universal is canceling their services with them. Disney has.
I think Disney Plus was a good idea.
All their shows are just going away really quick. Like, The Office is going off there. And that was one reason we were, like, really mad. So. Yeah, but we've had Netflix since we moved here.
Do you know what studio I don't like very much?
What?
Illuminations.
I don't like
them. I didn't think they had too many. The Grinch was, like, their only... Like, that was the best movie they made.
Really?
I don't like the
script. I'd have to disagree with that.
I didn't like the script of any.
All three of them? All four of them,
The first one was...
The first and second one were good. The third one was garbage, and Minions was garbage. I hated Minions. You're at six?
Mm-hmm. Give me some. I like DreamWorks, though.
I don't like DreamWorks.
I liked How to Train Your Dragon.
I did, too.
I don't like Shrek, though.
Shrek was fine.
Shrek was...
I don't mind it.
Shrek was a sick.
Didn't the cruise we went on, wasn't that? Universal. That was DreamWorks themed.
And that stupid hiccup, and he just went and poked everyone with the sword.
Yeah.
He's like...
That cruise was funny.
It was a good cruise, though.
Yeah,
it was... Than the
oh my gosh! Three! Isn't that crazy? I got three kings.
Crazy.
Crazy pants.
Crazy.
Just crazy pants.
What?
What's the most awkward situation you've ever been in?
I don't know. What about you?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's just I've been in a lot of awkward situations.
I haven't been in too many, actually.
That's the card I needed. So I can either lend you a hand, or I couldn't. No, I'm not. Actually, no, you need that, so I'm lending you a hand either way. All right, I'm at five now. What's your favorite drink?
Lime, Ricky.
Like Arizona?
I don't know. No. Have you ever been to Sips?
I've been to Swig. So delicious.
Sips. Okay, that's what we have in where I live.
I think we revealed it in one episode.
Yeah, that's where, what we have there. And, what was I going to say? But yeah, they have a lime Ricky, and they do it with Sprite. And so it's like grape flavored Sprite with like limes in it, and it's really good.
That's what I have upstairs from the gas station. It's Mountain Dew with three mango little pumps and three coconut.
Three mango little pumps.
I love mango. It's so good. I gotta go pee. Keep the conversation alive.
Wait, but I can't. You know I can't. You must. This is the awkward moments in the video. Okay. So yeah. See, this is the third episode that I've been on with Peyton. It's like been a year. No, not even yet. It's like three this year. It's a lot. Yeah. Kind of run out of things to do here, so we've resorted to making podcasts. Oh. That was a quick
thing. Do you want to play?
The Smash?
Yeah.
I can go and see if it's working.
Yeah.
It's probably not.
Oh, Carl. How long have we been doing this? It's been a while. Half an hour. Ooh. Yeah. So, this episode is sponsored by Anchor. If you need to make a podcast, go to Anchor. If you need to listen to podcasts, go to Anchor. They're an amazing tool that just helps you create and make and enjoy other podcasts. It's just a great tool. That's what I'm using actually now to make it. It's cool. I'll be back. I'm gonna leave y'all to yourselves and just think about what you did. Think about what you've done. Did you think about what you've done? I told them to think about what they've done.
What did they do?
They know what they did. Okay, so your brother was asking me what I wanted for Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I really don't know. I was like, my parents have been asking me the same thing. And I was like, oh shoot, what did I just do? I was like, did I just reveal the Christmas secret? Yeah. I was like, I don't know, none of them heard me. And your mom looked at me and was like, I was like, oh shoot. What are we at? 20, 32 minutes. Do you want to end?
Sure.
So, there should be an ad break in the middle, but we should be back. If we're not, see y'all later. Till next time. I can't imagine ending it at 30 minutes. Tomorrow. We can either end it tomorrow or when they get here.
You know what we should do tonight?
What?
We should watch a movie.
Yes, we should finish Men in Black.
Good. You know what I don't like?
Yeah.
There's no USB ports in TVs.
Why is that?
Because we have a USB port and we have a whole ton of movies on them.
Like
30 movies or something.
A lot of the time.
Do you use Grandma of Disney Plus?
I don't think they do.
No. But I could probably watch a movie up.
I have it on my phone and I could stream it to like a TV.
Do you have the cord?
I don't think so. I think they do.
If they do, then we'll do that.
If they have,
and then if they don't, Grandpa's well, that
I think
trip.
They have the HDMI to Lightning, because that's how they presented. Do you remember their iMovie from their trip?
No.
You don't?
No.
They have an when they went to like Rome. Do you remember? And they had the iMovie and they presented it. That's how they presented it. So I bet they have it. So I bet I could connect it.
Yeah. And then if they don't, then we'll just use Grandpa's like trip net thing.
Okay.
No.
Okay, see y'all later. Bye.
Ow!
We good.
Are we on?
Yep.
All right.
We have games.
Hey, guys! It's Kira. Welcome back to my channel. So, just kidding. I'm not that kind of person. Don't worry.
Whoa. Everyone's ears are curling. So, usually, last this episode, we've just been playing card games.
Bunko.
Well, we've been playing, like, garbage while we... Yeah.
Your mom is
games.
Yeah,
games
card games. So what do y'all want to talk about or do?
How I freaking won Bunko and got a freaking $25 gift card.
Oh yeah, you won. I forgot. Yes. You should have gotten the Kit Kat.
Nuh-uh. Oh yeah. $25 over a $5 Kit Kat.
Well, we could.
Dude, we could have a spending spree at the movie theater tomorrow.
No, I'm saving it for my friends.
That would be fun. Don't whip for you. Don't whip for you. So, how's y'all's Thanksgiving been?
Good. I ate my popped potato.
Ooh, stupid.
We might have to go get pie, but that's good.
I don't like raspberry pie, and that's what Grandma made.
Yeah, I don't like pie either.
But I don't like raspberry pie because I was in a pie eating contest.
I remember that.
I was in that raspberry pie, and I hate it now.
I remember that, and you like got second, right?
I got so mad, yeah, because I was like, I totally ate more than him.
You almost threw up.
Yeah, well, I felt like I totally ate more than you, and then...
Yeah, he just mashed it all up with his face so it looked like he ate more, but you, like,
actually ate it.
I almost barfed.
Yeah, you...
And the first place guy, like, mine looked like it had so much less than his. It got really annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, the first place guy did not.
Caitlin
has...
Caitlin just hasn't spoken at all. It's okay.
I have nothing to contribute.
I'm pretty sure, like, his uncle was the judge.
Caitlin is a... What?
Biased people.
No, do not touch that button.
That happened last time. Don't even.
Don't do it.
Okay, you're kicked out. Leave.
And this.
You're out of the 606.
Oakley slept in here one time, and then that just started going off.
Whoa, what was it? A ghost at the...
It's a ghost.
The poltergeist just...
Are you guys ready for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm excited. No. I have, well, okay, this year, you know we do cousin gifts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do them on both sides, but we also do, like, family gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So
we pick, like, a sibling.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. But this year, my parents were like, you have to pay for your gifts this year.
I've always had to pay for my gift.
I've always had to pay for mine.
I've never had to.
Me neither. My parents always pay for it and pick it out, so I never do anything.
I usually pick
it's a surprise for me when they open up my present.
Wow. So one year, I
should be like, oh, yay, I gave you a drone! That's so cool!
I picked out your present this year. I'm really excited about it.
I picked out Camden's. I hope he likes it.
I don't even know who I have for Christmas this year.
Well, yeah, my parents were like, we're not picking this out, we're not paying for it. So I'm like, boy. So it's because we have to spend $10.
Yeah.
Because then it looks tacky.
We have to spend 20. We have to spend 20.
Well, we spend
30. $20.
We have to spend $30 for all three families. So I'm like, okay, I don't have $30 to spend. Like, I have tithing that I need to pay. Like, I have a lot of issues.
Morning problems.
Yeah, so my mom was like, okay, we'll pay half of it. So they're like, you only have to pay $5 for, like, cousin gifts. But I'm like, okay, so I only have to pay $15. They're like, no, you still have to pay $20. I'm like, no. Well, no. They said you have to pay $10. Yeah, I have to pay $20 because I have to pay full price for my brother.
Are you publishing this?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Why?
Because. How many people listen to your podcast?
Like 20?
Can you add me to that list? You
nope.
Can add that guy 55.
Nope.
And this
wait, that's not what you call
list.
It, is it?
Nope. That's why I don't call it. Because you're freaking friends.
Dude, that guy 55 and this and me, my friends, can you just listen to it and laugh?
If you don't know, this guy has a YouTube channel. It's called That Guy 55.
Not anymore.
It's so
awesome.
Cool.
Not anymore.
If you're hearing this, go check it
I'm
out.
I'm literally deleting it after this conversation.
It's not yours.
It is mine.
It's not.
It is.
It's
I own
not.
It, and I'll delete
it's
it.
It's not part of your digital footprint. We learned all about this in digital literacy. Do not erase it.
I'm literally going to erase it. There's no re-uploads.
I want it.
Nobody's going to go through my channel. Oh, man, I got to re-upload this. No. None of it is memorable. Literally.
I did was rant.
Oh, I will always keep it in my memory.
I hate it.
I remember.
So my friend.
And you're always such a jerk about
you're
it.
You're going to be like
it
40
so
one
funny.
Day and we're like,
this, okay, this guy in my class named Ethan Mazeed. He
don't use his last name.
Oh, I mean Ethan M.
You idiot.
Don't look him up.
He's a killer.
He came from France and he moved to our school in second grade. And I think he started a YouTube channel. He started a YouTube channel in, I think, fourth grade. And
like,
it didn't go, like, crazy viral, but he had, like, a couple hundred subscribers, so... I know someone kind of famous.
There's these kids in my school, they were twins, and they had a YouTube channel that had, like, I think 200,000.
Oh, wow.
They got, I looked, and they had, like, millions of views.
Wow.
They were getting, like, and then their Instagram was, like, sponsored by, like, Pizza Hut and crap. I'm like, what? They were making, like, serious bank. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write on
I wish I could make money from talking to a computer.
I make money from pushing a lawnmower.
I haven't even made, like, a dollar off of it, but still, it's pretty cool.
Kate, honestly, I make money from watching TV at other people's houses.
Babysitting?
Yeah.
It's basically all it is.
No,
but, like, I can't babysit because people are like, oh, it's some freaking 14-year-old boy. He's gonna murder my children. He's gonna try to play baseball with them and accidentally hit him with a bat.
I have a really awesome babysitting gig going. I have more, like,
I have a really awesome lawn mowing gig going.
And they're awesome, and they love me, and I'm like, yes.
I have
have a really nice lawn mowing gig going right now. He's in Caitlin's
woods. Not anymore.
Gig. No, I do. During the summer, I do.
It's winter, though.
Well, yeah.
It's not winter. Gonna go for months.
But during summer,
it is winter.
So, like,
if there's snow, it's winter.
So, like, 8 months of the year, I make, like, $100 a month. Wow. So, like, every year, I make, like, $800.
That's what I was doing for
it's
a while.
It's so great.
That's how I bought my watch, my headphone, my AirPods, and my phone.
And your...
I did have a job with my friend's family.
I did have a job, but then I killed one of them.
Like, cleaning apartments, and I'm germaphobe, and it disgusts me.
You're a germaphobe?
So I stopped. Well, I mean, not extreme, but, like, I'm like... I don't
like... Ew, I can see the bacteria!
It's gross.
There's a freaking...
You bring your microscope?
Scop?
Microscope!
I need to bring my microscope! Is that a piece of yogurt?
I was trying to, like...
Is that a piece of frozen?
Combine... What's
my microscope.
Thing? What's the thing that detectives put on their eye?
Microscopes.
An eye... A magnifying
glass?
No, wait. It's a monocle.
Monocle?
It's a monocle.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
But most normal people...
Or something like
that. I can't talk today.
Normal people?
Most normal people go... No, most normal people call it a magnifying glass.
Whoa.
Wow.
I did it, guys. I did it.
Most normal people...
We did one of these.
Stop it, Ben.
This is how long we've been going.
We did this with Oakley. Hey, don't open my phone. I need to change all my passwords. We've been going for 8 minutes.
Okay.
How long should it go?
This is a long rant.
Half an hour is usually.
All about nothing.
Well, we did half. It's not about nothing.
It's about
life. I could start listening to these. I've never, like, listened to a podcast.
I love listening to podcasts. I love mystery podcasts.
I've listened to most of them.
Talk about, like, mystery stories.
Never tell
Thanks
anybody.
Thanks to my language arts teacher.
Ooh, fun fact. I can see my demographics on here, like, where people are listening. And I have people from the Netherlands.
Wow.
And France.
That's weird.
No way.
Yeah.
Bonjour toutes les personnes qui est en France. That's all I got.
Okie dokie then.
Oh, wee wee. Croissant. Trying to be relatable.
Okay, no. Do not go and, like, make fun of my French or whatever, because I'm just learning.
You've been going for, like,
7 years.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that I'm good.
No, literally, I'm like, I've been doing Portuguese for how many years? Six?
Lots.
Almost seven.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
So I'm like, and people are like, no, for 6 years. And people are like, oh, aren't you supposed to be like fluent? I'm like, well, it's hard.
Camden is considered fluent. He's been doing Chinese for 4 years.
I'm considered fluent.
He's considered fluent. He's expected to translate
fluent.
For grandma and grandpa when they go on their trip to
That's
China.
That's not fun.
I'm considered fluent. I was considered fluent since sixth grade, but, like, it's still really hard.
I can speak
English.
I can understand completely,
yes.
And I'm totally good, but speaking is so hard now. Being little, being, like, smaller, when I was, like, fifth grade maybe, it was so easy to, like, communicate, but now I can't get the words out.
Yeah.
It's, like, really, but I can understand, and I can somewhat read.
Yeah.
Reading's kind of a problem.
Reading's hard.
Elise is really good at reading. But she's terrible at speaking and understanding.
In Chinese?
Really? That's crazy.
Because she missed her first year of Chinese, and they put her in her second year because my mom just, like, pushed it really hard because Camden's in it. And it was kind of... It was dumb because they changed all the boundaries and stuff, and we definitely should have been in it, but we didn't, so she kept pushing it. So she got in a year late, and so she's at the very bottom of her class.
Yeah, it's really... If you miss a year, it's really...
Yeah.
There's kids.
Especially the first year. It's really hard.
Because the week before school started in second grade, we had to go in early, and they had to teach all the basics. Like, it was like a day, it was like a week camp. It was called Star Talk. And they recently, 5 years? Yeah, 5 years after. So for the sixth graders who were going into seventh grade, they redid the camp.
Yeah.
But at the University of Utah, and it was a week long, and you stayed in the dorms, and you got, like, food and stuff.
Yeah.
It was so cool. That's how, you know, the Marco Polo I was?
Uh-huh.
Those were the people I met at camp.
Oh, that's fun.
And I still talk to them in a year.
Hello, my favorite
animal is an animal.
My favorite animal, wait.
Hello, my favorite animal is an animal.
Me too. I just love animal. It's my favorite animal. Okay, I really want to listen to podcasts more. Like, I think they're actually kind of cool. I started, guys.
Hello, my favorite gravy is a bean.
It's a bean?
Wait, 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 that'd be Buttersby Biscuits bee.
Hey, that'd be Buttersby Biscuits bee.
Where did it go?
Do you remember last year?
Give me it. Stop.
Oh, do you remember Butterboy? I still have that photo. Be like Butterboy. Hashtag be like. These are such inside jokes. Yeah, but I have people from France listening, and it's pretty cool. And Netherlands, but I don't speak any Dutch, so.
Same.
We've been to both of those countries.
Really? Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
On
one that was
island.
In, yeah, in St. Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been to both.
It's like, walking.
That was awesome. I loved them. That was my favorite island. Next to... I liked Labadee. That was such a, like a... Such a beach island. Because it kind of... Labadee, it kind of went by super fast. If you guys have... I doubt you've ever been there. That sounds rude. Well,
a kid at school was going to Haiti, and I was like, it's awesome.
It's cool.
Like, you've been to Haiti? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, me too.
Are you ready?
Me too. Very cool.
I am the milkman. My
milk is delicious.
Give me it.
That'd be Buttersby Biscuits bee.
Je suis le laitier, mon lait est délicieux.
Eu et lechi pessoa.
I am the milkman. My milk is delicious.
I am milkman. Milk delicious. Ooh, 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 ooh. I am milkwoman.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. I'm the milkwoman. My milk is delicious. I probably shouldn't say my milk is delicious. I just walked by and
goes, Of course.
My milk's delicious, huh?
Do you know Joe? Joe Mama.
You should go to Grandma and say that. Or you go, hey, Grandma, do you know
Yuri? Do you know Joe? Joe Mama.
You go, hey, Grandma, do you know Yuri? She goes, Yuri who? I go, you're retarded. Zinger. Jada. Do you know Yuri? Yuri, pleasant person. And you're adopted. And you're retarded.
We're just screaming at the phone now.
No!
Where's Caitlin? Yeah, why did Caitlin leave? Caitlin's gone now. Caitlin. She wasn't very vocal while she was
when you
here,
were when but... you were when you were baking your potato, yeah. And we were in the big room.
Yeah.
I am a biscuit.
We were in the big room and I go, do you guys want to go film the podcast? And Jackson was like, yeah, sure. And she goes, no. I was like, why? She goes, no, I don't want to. I was like, okay. But she was like, no. I was like, cool. And then she just left. I was like, okay, cool.
Well, that's weird.
But as soon as you were in the room, yeah, let's do a podcast. I'm never going to tell her the name of it.
Will you tell me?
No.
I won't tell her.
No.
Hey, I'm in it. You got to tell me the name.
You're in two, actually.
What?
You're in two.
Ooh.
Sweeto. Berto.
Okay, Jackson, you
wait,
can just
let me
stop.
See. Wait, I have to do one.
Do you remember Sweeto, we made that one? We made that one on my bed. On my pull-out bed?
Yeah, but what, that wasn't a... Do you remember when we passed out?
Yes. That was so funny. Was so... I don't know why Caitlin made such a big deal out of it, though.
It's because rain cells, bro.
Yeah, and then I brought it up to Lauren. Deal. I totally forgot about it. And she was like, why? And I'm like, it came up on accident. Yeah. Keep the conversation going.
Okay, and then while we were in the... the baseball room. She was all like, I felt so uncomfortable. I felt so uncomfortable when you guys were talking about the otters. And I was like,
I did okay, too, or, actually.
I didn't.
Well, okay, the joke was otters change genders every 6 months.
Like they do?
Actually? Well, that was the debate. Well, we don't know. Look it up for us. And
I don't think so.
And so, some of us were making all these
sweet
jokes.
Sweet home Alabama, Kay. Where the skies are blue. Sweet home Alabama, Lord, I am coming home to you.
There's a kid who blasts Sweet Home Alabama in my class. So we found out some of my classmates are related to me.
Uh-huh.
You can see how. And so,
sweet.
I was like, wait, we can't date then. And
somebody, Mason goes, "That's incest." And then a kid starts singing Sweet Home Alabama in the corner. It was so funny. Continue your story.
Okay. So we were talking about... Okay. Shut up. So I said, I'm pretty sure that otters can change genders every 6 months. And
we
then
need to fact check that.
Yeah.
Can you look that up?
And then everybody started, like, making all these jokes. And then Caitlin, like, I don't know.
Did you feel uncomfortable during that?
No, I was just like, okay, stop. Because at a certain point, it stopped being funny.
I agree. And then that's why we kind of cut it off. But it kind of got back to it eventually. And we're like, but I thought it was funny. I'm like, the thought of somebody waking up and just, what the freak? Oh, shoot. Like a baby. Oh, shoot. Now I have a... Yeah.
Beep.
Now I have...
They can.
Now I have a
they beep. Can.
Now I can make babies. Beep, beep. Wait, that's real?
Yeah, they can.
Seriously? Wait, I'm right? Like,
if they're,
right?
If their, like, spouse dies and they can switch to that gender.
I don't
then,
like that.
Go and find a new mate.
See, I'm right.
That's so weird.
I'm so
that
right.
Is weird.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. I don't know how I know that either, but I do.
Yeah, that's...
So, yeah. And then...
Hi, sir.
Get out.
We're filming.
I think they want a dessert. I should just cut this part out.
Maybe. Or not, because it would be funny
it's
if
original.
They heard it.
Original.
We just leave it empty for like 15 minutes. Wait, can I see that?
What's your password?
I'm not telling you.
Just do it. Wanna see?
I'm going for 18 minutes.
Original.
Do you think they get mad that we keep telling them, like, how much, like, it's a burden for us?
For what?
Like, for the people watching, if they hear it and we're, like, only at 18 minutes, they're gonna be like, I don't know. What? I feel like if I was listening to someone's podcast and they were like, oh, we're only 20 minutes in, still 40 minutes to go, I would be like, really?
Most of my podcasts that I listen to have, like, a set range.
Yeah.
The one I, this one, I is usually from, like, an hour to, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, we all say it.
Okay.
Oh, we in an hour.
So, how much money do you make a month from making podcasts?
Depends. I usually make one, like, every 2 months. I try to do it every month, but it's
okay, so how much do you make per podcast?
Depends.
The big bucks.
So, I have a CPM. Which is,
Connor!
It's kind of like how much money I make per 1,000 views.
Yeah.
And my per 1,000 views is $15. So if I get
Connor
20 views, it's only like a couple cents. But
it's a boozy group.
Hey, couple cents.
Can you pull out your calculator
really quick?
Connor, you jazzy and groozy.
Okay, can you pull out your calculator?
Soulja Boy, I ain't it. Oh, watch me, girl.
So, do you like 70 cents?
What?
Divided by 4. So I make
17
like,
cents?
I make about 17 cents a podcast. But they each get around 20 views.
That's pretty good.
You 20 people watching? Good for you. Making us some money.
I usually listen to them after I'm done with them just to make sure it all went smoothly, but I only listen to them like once. Yeah, but I have them downloaded on my phone because yeah, it's fun. I can schedule them, so if we film one tomorrow,
yes,
we can like schedule it to come out in like a month or like a week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
and then you make like us,
and then at Christmas I can do one with like all the five.
Oh, all the six, you mean?
Without Mason. Did you see what he was doing?
No.
At Bunko?
No.
Oh my gosh, he was ridiculous. I was like, dude. At the end, he was like, good job, idiot. And threw the pen at me. I'm like, dude, what did I do? He's like, shut. I'm like, dude, you're done.
Oh, I remember hearing that. Because you guys were like with each other or against each other one round?
Both. Like three times. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, get out.
I was with like Kylie and Elise a couple times.
They are annoying.
Hey, If somebody finds this, Kyrie's in our family, like,
don't worry, I've won multiple times.
Well, no, they're just annoying to play with because they're like,
yeah,
they go really slow, but they get it every time. They're like, 7, 8.
Since you guys can't really see, he puts his hands up to his mouth and then like kisses them. That's what he's doing.
Describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we film one tomorrow, and then I think that'd be fun. We can schedule it to come out like in a week and then at Christmas.
We could film it tonight.
Okay.
Back to back.
Then you'd make what? 20.
Oh man, that'd
my be... math skills.
I'm so bad at math.
What's 17
it's,
times?
It's sad.
It'd be 30. 34! That's 34 cents you just made.
That's a lot of cents.
That is a lot of cents that I need in my brain.
It's quite a lot of cents. I filmed...
What's a lot of... Oh, dang it.
This will be the third podcast I've filmed with Jackson.
I'm actually pretty good at math. I have like a 96 in math right now.
I have an A in math.
I have like a B.
That's because you don't
have... No, I think I have a C in math or a D.
I'm gonna look at my math.
My only grade that I don't have an A is French, and I have an A minus. So
algebra, I have an pre-algebra, I have an.
People who complain about having an like
what
an
math
A minus
class do you have?
Makes me mad.
What math class do you have?
Just regular if.
Pre-al.
What?
Pre-algebra.
We don't have that. We have seventh grade honors, eighth grade honors. Ninth. Yeah, no, and then we have like ninth grade, ninth honors.
I'm in pre-algebra.
Do you have the same? Just honors? What do you have?
What are you in?
I'm not in
just
any.
Normal math?
Yeah.
I'm in pre-algebra.
Just seventh grade.
My school's like ahead of everyone. And this one kid. This one
weird
kid. Flex. He skipped pre-algebra and went straight to algebra one. And by the time he went to high school, he was in ninth grade and he was in math classes with most of the seniors. Because he was so far ahead of everyone.
I can't.
I wish I was that smart.
It was. Dude, crazy. I could never do.
Well, there's like
you
could
make bank on being smart.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I'm like,
that's why I'm never gonna be rich.
People are like, you need no math skills to do engineering, and I'm like, but I could just do this.
I could just pull out my calculator.
Yeah.
Like 95.
I love my sixth grade teacher. Because she was super young, so she, like, just came from college. And so she kind of, like, got us. And she said, my math teacher has always told me when the class asked them why we needed to know this, he would give them an example and say, you're not going to be carrying around a calculator everywhere, are you? Mm-hmm. And then she always told us, well, nowadays we are.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go.
My math teacher, I was really excited for because everyone likes her.
Yeah.
And like 2 weeks into the school year, maybe three, she announced that she was moving to Texas.
Oh.
And we were like, shoot. So she left like a week later. We got a sub who 2 weeks in, after fall break, we came back and she had like broken her pelvis or something. She'd like popped an organ or something. It was like,
ow.
Yeah, it was bad. She'd like gotten injured, and so she couldn't come back.
Wait, so that was your teacher or your replacement teacher?
That was our sub for our replacement, and then we had a sub for the sub, and then he was there for like a couple weeks, and he just was there, and he was super annoying, and I hated him, and then he finally announced that he was leaving. Because our new teacher was coming, and she's really chill.
Oh, well, that's good.
She's really nice, and it was, like, really worth the wait. She's, like, her name's Karen. It's pretty awesome. Are you on my podcast?
Yeah.
Karen?
I just gave you a 5 out of 5.
People
rating.
And young women
yeah, dude.
Call
you
me Karen,
ratings,
and I don't
know
why.
Do
okay.
Do you know what a Karen is?
No.
Okay, that explains a lot. Okay, Jackson, go on Urban Dictionary. Actually, no, I can. Hey, stop that.
No, I think the reason they call me Karen is the first day we were doing, like, this play, and there was this one girl named Olivia, spelled with an A.
Karen.
And so we were doing a play.
Do you know what the
we were doing
name is, just honestly?
What?
Hagatha. I'm sorry, if anyone's named Hagatha.
Yeah, all the Hagathas are just, whoa!
I just don't like that name very
Hagatha.
Much.
Well,
like, it sounds like
Karen.
You had a good last name.
Karen. This defines it as 44, mother of three, blonde, owns a Volvo, annoying as heck, wears acrylics 24/7, currently at your manager speaking to your workplace. I mean, currently at your workplace speaking to your manager. That B word, who took the kids? Karen took the effing kids again. Oh my God. Typically, never a name given to a baby, but somehow Karen always turns up to the manager. Roses are red, violets are blue. Karen took the pledge. Karen took the kids. She wants to speak to the manager.
What?
You thought this was a joke? Okay, yeah. Karen is pretty much an entitled parent. My son deserves your property, said the Karen. can be used as a verb, adjective, or describe how annoying someone is. Usually the name of a mother with three kids with short hairstyle and wants to speak to the manager. Don't be such a Karen. Stop carrying me.
You should look
Karening.
Okay, let me tell you my Karen story. So we were at Young Women's and we were doing like skits. And I was in a group with this girl named Olivia.
Hey.
I won't say her last name.
Good one.
And she kept calling me Karen. And I don't know why. Like, during the...
Probably
so
annoying.
She was a grandma,
something.
And I was, like, her granddaughter, and I was taking care of her. And she always was like, Karen, pass me my water. And then everyone was... I don't know. And it just kind of always sucked. So now
this is for Jackson. Funny, awesome, lovable, caring, sweet, goofy person. His smile can light up a room. He's a person that will always be there when you need him the most. He has an amazing personality. If you ever meet one, you want him to play a big role in your life. A boy who loved everyone that he talks to. A free-spirited boy/man. He will most likely be the person that every girl wants to date, or a boy that every man wants to be. Has great hair. Okay, I'm looking up.
Kira, do Kira. K-I-R.
Yeah. I have a friend named Kira on my phone. An amazing, hot, funny, intelligent woman. Kira is kind. Kira's the kind of person that keeps it real and will not back out from a fight. If you're a Kira, or dating a Kira, or friends with a Kira, you're a really lucky person. Be careful, though. Kira can also be a bad... Karen. if you cheat on her... She may key your car. If you threaten her or her friend, she'll probably fight you. So if you're close to a Kira, don't let her go and do not piss her off. Boy one, Kira is so hot. Boy two, yeah, but she's a psycho, man. She keyed Rodney's car last week. Dang, you're right.
That is, like, pretty accurate.
That is. It's crazy. You're a mad... Oh, come on! The first line. Wait, the first... No! The first line. A very beautiful girl. Okay, let's find the boy definition. Oh, come on. All of them are girl.
Peyton's a girl.
Male definition. An extremely hot man with beautiful hair. Heck yeah. Most people see him as an awkward, but when you get to really know him, he is hilarious. But he is quite funny, not annoying funny. That's not true. Hello! We had to go eat. It cut off. I don't know where, but it cut off. I'm gonna read my my definition. Okay.
Wasn't it, like, super cool?
It was male definition. Male definition. An amazing hot man with beautiful hair. Most people see him as awkward, but when you get to know him, he is hilarious. But he is quiet funny, not annoying funny. You could never get tired of this awesome guy. You could hang out with him 30 times, and each date would definitely be funny. Peyton can always carry on a conversation if he's interested. Once again, he is amazing, and if you know a Peyton, you should... certainly check him out. Ooh, is that a Peyton? Yeah, I'm going to get his number. You go, girl. That's very accurate.
Who should we do next?
Let's do Oakley.
Oakley? I think we've done her before. It's O-K.
Isn't it that?
It's a E. Oh, E-Y.
I'm dumb. Oakley, oh.
Designer brand.
The best guy in the world. He's nice and fun.
She's a girl.
Nope. Doesn't make sense. Oh, Oakley's an amazing dancer. She's kind and caring with her friends. When your friends with an Oakley. She treats you well and respects you and helps you out with your flaws. Oakley's an alright person who doesn't let a fight get in between anything. She doesn't care about boy sisters before misters. Okay, that was awful.
You know, it's that I know a different Oakley, and that like didn't okay, match the definition.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do you not want to be in it?
Do you really? She likes boys.
Okay, just don't speak. Oh shoot, Dawson! Oh frick!
I know an Oakley.
The prettiest girl you will ever see. She's super nice and sweet. Hangs out with popular people, but she knows she'd rather hang out with somebody else. Usually likes boys that the name starts out with B. She's such an Oakley. Okay. Caitlin. Let's do that.
I feel like that's pretty accurate.
Don't know how to spell
it. I know a different Oakley, and that does not. She, like, hangs out with all the popular people, but I think she likes it. And then she dances. And then she's like...
Oakley wasn't really accurate. She's not, that wasn't an accurate one. It was also...
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm just worth all that much.
Okay. Caitlin is an all that amazing girl. She truly cares about all of her friends and family. If she says I love you, she means it. Caitlin is hot, smart, talented. Those are their words, not mine. Has a pretty smiley. Sadly, can't say the same about her laugh.
Yeah.
Yep, that's accurate. Caitlin seems like a very shy person but once you get to know her, she's the complete opposite of being shy. She's not afraid of anyone. She's confident, and she wouldn't give three fricks if you don't like her. Chances are she would tell you I don't like. Okay. She doesn't like to be wrong in any of, and she will argue until, you see her point. But if you like her, you can eventually convince her she's wrong. She's extremely shy with a guy she likes, but any guy would be lucky to have her. Caitlin is all, amazing, beautiful, smart, and talented girl. If you have a Caitlin in your life, you're lucky. Dude, you're so lucky you have a Caitlin in your life.
I'd say that is very accurate.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
But, like, except for the crush part, I am kind of shy around the people I like until I get to know them more, and then I'm...
I think that's accurate, probably.
Yeah, I think that's really accurate.
Okay, who do we do next?
Do Jada.
Jada.
Jada's my sister, by the way.
Jada's a special kind of girl. She's not like others. She's pretty smart and sometimes mean and shy. She will appear very shy, but once you get to know her, she will blow your mind.
Not at all.
But inside, she's a real softy. She will never show that you got to her. She loves her friends and accept no crap from others. She'll always stand up for her friends and will willing to be and what okay. Likes to have fun. But she can be a little, really bossy. At first, she seems like the perfect innocent girl. But once you know her, bone. People with the name Jada are usually mixed.
That is not accurate at all. Jada's not shy. She's not mean. She's, like, one of the sweetest people I know. I think that's not accurate at all.
Elise, how do you spell that? It's...
E-L-I-S-E.
What's that?
E-L-I-S-E.
Elise is her sister. Holy, you can read that.
Read that?
That's way too long. A beautiful, hilarious, kind girl. Nope, this is wrong. She's a little clueless and clumsy at times, but she's actually really smart. What?
AKA, Grandma loves me.
AKA, I just looked through my purse and found $17.
That's so mean, I'm sorry.
What?
I said, AKA, she looked through her purse and found $17.
Probably.
I got $30 spent on my birthday.
Do you guys have money? $17. Okay, Jessa! Okay, guys, be good.
Okay, but she's actually really smart, has a lot of guy friends, and feels very comfortable around guys. She's very deep and has a past that she likes to keep a secret. If Elise tells you one of her biggest secrets, she must really trust you. Sometimes she has trust issues and has a hard time letting people in when she feels like they will hurt her. Wants nothing but loyalty in a man and is the type of girl who will change you for the best, gives the best hugs, and loves receiving them. She's the type to have a best friend, a few scattered friends, and, click? She's...
Yeah, and a click.
Click.
And a click.
It's spelled weird. She's the one who wants to call when you're upset or just need to get something off your chest. And he always ends up being the hot girl at class reunions and makes her ex-boyfriends regret every leaving her. Has an expensive fashion taste, often ends up more successful than her friends, always dates boys with names like Matthew. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Wait, did she like a Matthew? Yes.
That's so funny. Matthew, like, Ryan!
And Matthew Dylan. Okay, you guys, so our other cousin's name is Dylan, and she, puts on perfume every time we go see him. Oh. Okay, that's messed up. Also, there's this guy in her class named Matthew, and she's a crazy crush on him, like, is obsessed with him. There's another Matthew in her class that she despises. This is great. Okay, pretty scary. Extremely good kisser.
Oh, Elise, where you been?
Always finds a way to leave you breathless and natural at anything... Always stays classy, though. The type of woman you want to marry. Gives great fashion, love, Matthew. And any type of advice. Don't try to deny your feelings for her. Give it up, man. She'll be there for you at your best and worst. She's also clueless sometimes. It's hilarious. She's a great sense of humor and will always be honest with you. She's a keeper. Dylan, she is so gorgeous. Matt, dude, I know. I feel like she's so easy to talk to. Dude, Ryan, man, I'd like to get to know her. Tyler, wow. Jacob, you guys are crazy about that girl. Is her name Elise? Matt, yeah. Jacob, oh yeah, she's definitely your type.
Okay, let me read that section. A natural anything. She kissed me like 1,000 times.
Elise?
Yeah, when she was little. She was like, I was like, ew.
Okay, do...
My. I know what she do. I know when Elise. Do Cooper. That's like so accurate.
She like Cooper and Bailey.
Okay, Maya's one heck of a person. She might seem quiet at first, but once you get to know her, she is loud and funny. Yeah. She loves family and friends. Amaya can be annoying at times, a lot at times, if she's in that mood. She's really, really smart whenever she ain't lazy. You might see Maya outside with her friends online or playing the game.
Okay.